Grand Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Investigators are pointing to a landing gear on a mid-sized plane that landed and crashed into another plane parked off the runway at the city airport in Scottsdale, Arizona. One person died, three were injured. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is following the investigation.
It was coming in from Austin, squared up for what appeared to be a normal landing until that apparent gear failure sent it veering off the runway and into another airplane. The NTSB and the FAA will certainly look into this accident to try to determine the cause and what factors, what lessons can be learned from it to perhaps make future flying safer.
Winter weather is about to complicate Tuesday travel for many. Let's hear from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
Today, the biggest snow totals likely coming out of the Kansas City area. We've got a winter storm warning in effect. That one is going to be running throughout the day today and potentially even into Wednesday morning. 5 to 10 inches of snow broadly across that section of the country. And then later on today, things really start to get underway in portions of the lower Ohio River Valley and then into the mid-Atlantic.
And flood alerts are in effect from eastern Texas to north Georgia, Kentucky, and Tennessee. President Trump issued an ultimatum and a threat to Hamas, saying he wants all Israeli hostages released this coming weekend or the ceasefire deal should be canceled.
It's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out.
Asked by reporters what he means by that, Trump said, "You'll find out." The public is very interested in what's happening in Washington, especially the efforts by Elon Musk to make radical changes in the government. There's so much interest, the phone lines on Capitol Hill can't handle it.
The congressional phone system has been jammed and unable to take calls at times, with so many people calling their representatives and senators. That includes this North Carolina woman.
I've had to leave a message. I've also noticed that sometimes their voicemail is full and I cannot leave a message.
The congressional phone system usually gets dozens of calls per minute. It's now getting more than 1,500 calls per minute. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Lynchburg, Tennessee, a building containing the barrels used for aging whiskey at the Jack Daniel's distillery partially collapsed yesterday. Nobody was hurt. The building can hold about 19,000 barrels. Only about 2,000 of them were affected, and the ones that you can see in photos seem generally intact. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us for the next Midday Magazine as we welcome in part one our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and in part two Realty Radio with David Farnborough. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. What better time to announce new concert dates than after a couple billion people saw your Super Bowl halftime performance? Kendrick Lamar is doing just that as he announced new dates of his grand national tour, where he will be joined by SZA, who also joined him for part of the show at Super Bowl 59. The tour starts in April and tickets go on sale as early as this coming weekend. One of the great things about being homesick is you get to catch up on TV to the point where you're sick of it. But the least I could do is pass along a recommendation or two. If you like a good thriller, check out Don't Move. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and is about a girl who faces becoming completely incapacitated after being drugged as she tries to escape a predator in the woods. The film is only an hour and a half long and constantly moves. Really solid new film from Sam Raimi that you can check out on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little bit of flurries or light snow in the overnight. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy. Lows between 0 and 5 below. A light northwest breeze. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs near 10 above. Currently 8 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome former police officer and podcaster Mark Motorson, who will discuss a fun true crime event at the Appleton Historical Society. And our pal film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday, everybody. Great to have you with me. Great to be back in this chair in front of the mic and talking to all of you once again after a brief bout with a little thing I like to call the flu. Great to be back. Good to see you, Conrad. Did you miss me?
Okay. Of course, I'm kidding.
I've had about enough of your attitude already. I've been back for 30 seconds. I'm already getting your sass. Yeah, it is good to be back. You guys had a good time the other night. Aaron Carreno filled in. Thank you to Aaron. Thanks to everybody at the team there for filling in. It was great. And to know that I had support when I lost my voice and had it's funny when you get sick, you think you've been sick before. Like, I've always thought I had the flu, but what I had was, that was the flu. And I was like, okay, this is what the flu feels like. And it's brutal. And of course, this is the 1 year I did not get a flu shot, and I have no good excuse. Like, I believe in the flu shot. I just kept kicking it down the road. And this is karma too, Conrad. You remember me saying about a month ago or 5 weeks ago how I never get sick and I haven't been sick since before COVID. And then I got sick, but it was just a bad cold. I got through it, whatever. I sounded terrible. But then this happened. And oh my God, it's like the universe's way of saying, oh, you think you're a tough guy, huh? Take this. It was horrible.
I got a question. Did you knock on wood?
Just did now.
Well, when you're saying you're a tough guy, you didn't knock on wood.
Oh, God. I'm not a tough guy. Believe me. I fully admit that now. And, you know, I want to give a shout out, too, to Nikki Zurjev, who was on with me last Tuesday night. She was coming into the studio, and I didn't feel sick yet, but I felt lethargic, and my wife had the flu at home. So I texted Nikki. 2 minutes later, I hear the door open, and she's already there. And I still said, you know, if you want to go home, that's fine. And Nikki did probably what most of us would do and say, oh, no, it's fine. And she ends up getting sick, and she is miserable, and I feel terrible. So you have to help me think of ways to make that up to her, even though she's being a sport, and she's like, oh, no, it's fine. It's not a big deal. People get sick, whatever. But she was next to me, 2 feet away for like an hour. Tempting fate. So get well soon, Nikki. I hope you're doing okay. All right, enough about me. Let's leave. Conrad, you feeling okay?
You know, there's enough glass, I think, between us. Last week.
Cold compress too on your forehead last week. That helped. So, all right, well, let's get to it. We got a great show tonight. It is great to be back. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. So wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, welcome, welcome. It is Monday night. It is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Conrad riding shotgun. We got a fun show for you guys tonight at 6:35. Jane Matinera, one half, one host of the two hosts of Matinera on Air, the show that carries her name. Jane will join us at 6:35. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on Matinera on Air, and we'll see how Jane is doing, keeping up with the Oscar films and what she thought of the Super Bowl. It's going to be a fun talk. Jane's always a blast, and it's going to be great to have her here on Nightlight. And then at 7:05, Conrad, who do we have?
Well, we have Heather Heil from the Children's Museum of Green Bay.
The one and only. She's the great. Heather's. She was going to come in, and then I thought, you know, I'm going to stay away one more day. I still have this kind of cough. I don't think I'm contagious. I just could not take the stress of getting somebody else sick, though. So, because Heather was like, Heather, this is what Heather said to me. She says, I work in a Petri dish. I'll be fine. Which sounds like a terrible gig, but I still didn't want to risk it. So anyway, Heather will be here via the stream at 7:05. We'll talk to Heather about Valentine's Day in Green Bay, because she's got her finger on the pulse of all things Northeast Wisconsin. And she's also been working her way through the Oscar movies. So we'll see how she's doing. And I can share with her what I've seen. I got a chance to catch up on a few things over the last few days. And then our pal Mike Clemens, Civic Media Sports Authority, joins us at 7:35. Do you think he's still in New Orleans?
He might be. But
yeah, he was down there for a long time.
Yeah, he might have headed home, right? For the Bucks.
The Bucks, yeah. We'll talk to Mike at 7:35. Really want to hear about his experience in New Orleans. It looked like a blast. Everything about this past week looked like an absolute blast, except the game.
Yes.
And I have to say, I didn't mind the game. It was fun to watch Kansas City kind of get a beatdown because they were so good. It reminded me a little bit of the first time I saw Mike Tyson lose to Buster Douglas, and you see a champion fall, and it's like you can't really believe what you're seeing. But Philadelphia, when they came out, and then I think it was their second drive stalled, and I was like, oh, they blew it. Now the game's over. Mahomes is going to come back. You got to capitalize. But no, the game was like never in doubt. Would you say?
Yeah, I noticed in the fourth quarter that the Kansas City Chiefs only had 27 rushing yards total.
How about that?
It's like
abysmal.
It didn't look like they had a plan out there. It just didn't.
Right.
And
anyway, what's crazy? Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say that Patrick Mahomes got sacked a lot, and the Eagles didn't even blitz.
Isn't that something?
They blitzed 0% of the time.
Conrad, they said like in the fourth quarter, Mahomes has been sacked 6 times. I would have thought 20, because it looked like he was constantly going down. You know, he took a beating, man. Yeah, and you're right. They didn't even blitz, and I didn't know the Eagles were that good. I was like, is Vic Fangio that great of a defensive coordinator? I know he's great, but or do they just have this incredible talent on their roster? And maybe it's a combination of both.
You know. Every single team in the playoffs before that put up a better fight than the Chiefs did. It was a totally different defense that I've seen. Like, I haven't seen that defense that good in a while, you know?
Do you think they were cocky? Like, do you think the Chiefs just thought they were going to win it because they knew how to win and they'd been there before?
It kind of seemed like they just went out there, you know? They're just like, nah.
Yeah.
We've done it before.
I would find that hard to believe that professionals like that and a team as good as they are would do that, because the Eagles are a good team. But yeah, you're right. Something was like lacking. It was like this. But I have to say, once the cannonball started, I was like, I'm kind of digging this. It was kind of fun just to watch them rack up the score. I don't know.
Speaking of score, what'd you think of that new scoreboard that they debuted yesterday?
Yeah, what was that all about? Was it look like the Sesame Street letters or something?
That was the worst scoreboard I've seen in all of NFL. That was terrible.
Why did they do that? Did the font guy forget to bring his suitcase or something? Or what happened with that?
They always debut in the Super Bowl the next year's, what the scoreboard's going to look like for next year. And really? I really hope they change it up, because that I saw so many people commenting on it like, this is... Like I said, the worst I've seen.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that looked pretty. It looked strange. It looked out of place and outdated, like they were going for a retro look or something. And it's like, all right. But I don't know. I enjoyed the game. It was weird because I wasn't well enough to go to a couple places that we were invited to go. My wife was still recovering from being sick too. So the two of us just sat there and watched the Super Bowl. And it was pure sort of entertainment. We discussed. Pardon me. We discussed like the, you know, who was there, the national anthem. America the Beautiful was gorgeous. I don't know who the artists were, but that was incredible. So we just got to kind of do commentary as it went on. It was pretty relaxing, pretty relaxing watch, I must say. Great commercials, too. And that brings us to tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. What was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? For me, a lot of them, I don't know if you feel this way, but it seems to me so many of the commercials are trying so hard to be outrageous or to do something crazy. And I'm kind of like, all right, it's just, I hate the neediness of it.
Yeah.
And I thought like a lot of them yesterday were like that until I saw Harrison Ford's Jeep commercial. I absolutely love that commercial. Just this old great actor talking, being a regular dude, which I'm told he pretty much is. And I love the way he tagged it at the end. Says, I love Jeep, even though my last name's Ford. It's great. Nice touch. Made you proud to be. It had the message like a lot of the commercials did where people need to come together. And, you know, regardless of what kind of car you drive, if you drive a hybrid, it doesn't mean this. If you drive a big old pickup, it doesn't mean this. Like, let's all come together. Love the message. Not crazy about the product. I've had a Jeep. But and love the spokesman. Harrison Ford was great. So I would say that was my favorite Super Bowl commercial. What about you, Con?
You know, I really love that Budweiser brought back the horse. In the trailer, they dropped a keg off the trailer, and the horse brought it to the bar, which I thought was pretty great.
Oh, right, with the guys telling the joke, right?
Yeah.
Playing pool.
Yeah.
The horse, yeah.
Yep.
That was great.
I like that one. I also liked Seal as a seal singing, I forget what the song title is, but
yeah,
they're drinking Baja Blast on a boat, and then they see Seal as a seal on like a rock, and he's singing. And I thought it was pretty funny. That was pretty good. That one actually made me laugh a little bit. Other than that, I didn't think they were that great, to be honest.
I just wish they'd go back to like something a little more, less markety, like trying to be pizzazzy, and it gets over the top and it gets annoying.
Did you see, I forget what brand it was. One of the brands of the toilet papers gave a potty break for their commercial.
I did not see that one.
It said, go take your potty break. We know you need to. It was like 20, it counted down for like 20 seconds.
Oh, funny. I missed the cowboy spongy head thing too, that a lot of people on social media were talking about.
Oh,
I
yeah,
missed that.
That was creepy.
Is that good or bad? Was it creepy?
It was a skin
hat.
I'll
Google it.
It was a skin hat. It looked okay. Weird.
All right. So that's our question of the night, folks. Share with us, please, your favorite Super Bowl commercial from the big game yesterday. It wasn't even a big game. The big spanking, I think it was. It was a very one-sided affair, but all the other pomp and circumstance that go along with the Super Bowl were in full force. So share your thoughts with us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, and let us know your favorite Super Bowl commercial. We'll be back very shortly to read your texts and continue our talk about the big game. It's Peach Waba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new rock star, and it breaks my heart. From a teardrop fall, I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you feel that blue.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. but in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Monday night as we get back into the throw. You know what the worst thing about being sick, Conrad, is that like you think, oh, well, you know, at least you get some time off. It's horrible. Like after 2 hours of TV, you don't ever want to watch TV again. And you look at your phone and like I looked at Instagram one day for like an hour and I was done with it for 5 days. Like I couldn't look at it anymore. Everything just sucks.
You get bored really fast.
Bored fast, and it's like hurts to read. I had no voice, so even if I wanted to talk to my wife, I couldn't talk. It was just like, get your flu shots, people. That's all I could say. Have you heard from Nikki? We should check in on Nikki. I know she's only one day behind me, so she might be feeling better.
Today she said it's really kicked her ass.
Was she at work today?
No, I texted her earlier today, so.
Just to check on her?
Well, she said I did a good job on Mino and the Mayor this morning, so that was nice.
Oh, very nice. What did you do, produce, or were you like their sidekick?
I produced. Todd took a vacation.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Okay. Todd deserves a vacation every once in a while. Works pretty hard. Other than that, I don't know. Like, what did you think of the halftime show?
I mean, it was okay.
All right, so let me ask you this. If you don't like Kendrick's music, I don't know much about his music. I didn't. I know about the feud between him and Drake. I kind of read up on that. My kids keep me filled in on that. And I read a lot about entertainment, so I kind of know what's going on. But I know that he's considered the more real dude. He's in his element. And Drake has the reputation of being the more corporate friendly rapper supposedly, but I was so curious to see what the reaction would be because I knew it wasn't going to be good from certain people I know on Facebook that were going to have an issue with it. And I got such a kick out of going and reading those, like they can't wait to trash something. And the words I heard the most were couldn't understand a word he was saying. And other people would say almost like defensively, I liked Prince, but I did not care for that. Like, what? The two aren't even the same music. Like, what are you talking about? Just because they're both black? Like, what is your point? Like, they just want to let you know they're not racist or something. It's like, you didn't like it. You didn't like it. Like, I thought it was kind of cool. I thought it was like, again, not knowing the music and not, if I didn't understand something, it wasn't because it wasn't spoken clearly. It's just, I don't know the lyrics. I followed some of it. I heard what he said about 40 acres and a mule. I was like, okay, there's a message in here. And then the more I read about it, I was like, oh man, this was like a whole performance art piece. So I came away just as a casual viewer thinking that was kind of underwhelming or chill almost. But I thought it was cool. But oh my gosh. The Super Bowl halftime show has become so polarizing. It's just music, people.
Like, I'm not a huge country fan. When they have country artists on, I watch it and I go, huh, okay. Sometimes I'll talk about it with people I'm sitting with. I don't immediately run to social media and trash country music. I just thought it was kind of sad. But I did enjoy reading all the social media comments. And not so much reading the comments, but seeing the fights that started. That's always fun. I like a good social media brouhaha. So, but I'm with you. I mean, I thought it was a good show. I thought it was really cool. And one of the things I read too is that, you know, I didn't notice this at the time, but all the people dressed in red, white, and blue, the backup dancers, were all black men. There was a message there. There was a message to Lamar. I think there was a message to President Trump, I'm guessing, because Samuel Jackson was like the narrator. So it was definitely a good old fashioned protest style rock and roll event. But a new face on that, like a friend of mine said today, it wasn't the Who. Like, no, it wasn't the Who, but it was every bit the message the Who probably had 50 or 60 years ago. That hasn't changed. And just to dismiss it, I found it troubling. You're watching a football game. The halftime show is the icing on the cake. It's just added, you know, go up, use the restroom, refill your plate. It didn't bother me. I like a show. And that was a good show. Whether I like the music or not, and I don't dislike the music, I'm not familiar with it. But I enjoyed the show. I enjoy the performance. Oh, you picking up what I'm putting down?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I really enjoyed when they like several different artists, like when Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, when
they
had
a bunch of different artists all in one halftime show, I really enjoyed that. Also,
I like that too.
Yeah. I also really liked The Weeknd's performance when he did the Super Bowl halftime.
He was good too. Again, I didn't know his music, but a great show.
Yeah.
I love what he did with the light and the performance and the presentation. It's great. And that's what it's all about. I mean, you can't expect to like every, you know, someone today said, oh, the Beach Boys are still out there touring. I'm like, the Beach Boys on the Super Bowl halftime show? Really? They can barely move. You know, go see them at a state fair. They're not, you don't want them playing the Super Bowl. That's not going to be a charismatic show. And, you know, you got to rotate. It can't be your kind of music every year. But hopefully people would gain some type of appreciation for what someone is trying to do or portray. And maybe that's the route they'll go from now on, because the NFL, they don't want to offend people. Maybe they have to spread it around a little bit or something. I don't know. But I thought it was a good show. Going to the text line, Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it. I can't see, Conrad. I got to pull up my texts. My eyes are still sick. Pardon me. Monica from Mount Horeb says, not sure if they replayed it for the Super Bowl because I was driving during half the game, but the Bill Murray Jeep commercial where he's driving around with a groundhog is hysterical. Glad you're feeling better. Thank you, Monica. And thank you for chiming in as always. Yeah, that I did see that one. That was good. I also saw that that Bill Murray gave his email out and is expecting to get emails from people. So I'll have to go back and look at that one too. Anything from Bill Murray cracks me up though. From the 608, Eagles have been good all year. They beat Green Bay twice. Good point. Very good point. Yeah, they're not a bad team. And we were thinking maybe they took them lightly. Steve from Florida says, my favorite commercial was the Budweiser one where the little Clydesdale sees the keg fall off the wagon and then rolls the lost keg to the bar. Pete, hope you're feeling better very soon. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate that. And thank you for the text. Conrad, your dad likes the same commercial you did. That's kind of cool.
Yep. That tracks.
That's our commercial. That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what your favorite Super Bowl commercial was. We're coming right back with Matt Nair on Air's Jane Matt Nair. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Investigators believe a landing gear malfunction caused an on-ground accident when a mid-sized airplane landed at the Scottsdale, Arizona airport. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains.
As it came in and landed, it appears
part of the landing gear collapsed, which sent the plane veering off the runway. It slammed into a parked Gulfstream 200.
One person was killed. CBS's Erica Brown tells us President Trump is demanding Hamas release all its Israeli hostages this weekend.
In the Oval Office, the president issuing this warning to Hamas after the group said the next hostage release will be delayed.
Saturday at 12 o'clock, and if they're not here, all hell is going to break out.
Millions of calls from people interested in the changes happening in Washington are jamming Capitol Hill phone systems. This North Carolina man is frustrated.
I was not able to talk to an actual human being. Actually, the last time I called, I did not even get voicemail.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A dog is supposedly a man's best friend, but in the movie Dogman, they are one and the same. The film, about a canine police officer and his human handler who become one following surgery after being injured on the job, is number one at the box office for a second week in a row. The family-friendly canine caper pulled in almost $14 million at the domestic box office this past weekend, bringing its two-week total to $54 million. Two newcomers filled spots number two and three from last weekend. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes opened in second place with a weekend haul of $8.5 million, and it was Universal's action comedy Love Hurts that came in third place with $5.8 million. Mufasa the Lion King is showing serious resilience, finishing at number four with just under $4 million in its eighth week of release, and with domestic totals now at $235 million. Finishing out the top five is the horror sci-fi comedy Companion, which brought in $3 million in its second week in theaters. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and cold today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at only 5, but that'll be enough to keep the wind chill below zero all day. 2 below tonight. Tomorrow night, more snow. Light snow, but an inch to an inch and a half possible through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Luke Mathers is on a vacation, so it'll be Tuesday Tangents with you and Aaron Zomers. And Headlines of the Day, be with us then. And what's worse, we'll see you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. So glad you're here with me tonight, folks. We've got Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports authority. He will be joining us at 7:35 to help us break down, which was a really thrilling Super Bowl. Everything when it came to the game. Everything was fun except the game. That's what I'm trying to say. And then at 7:05, Green Bay Children's Museum, Director of Business Development, Heather Heil, joins us to talk about some fun stuff happening around Green Bay as Valentine's Day approaches. And Heather's been frantically trying to keep up with watching all the best Oscar picture nominees, as am I. So we'll talk about that. And right now I'm excited to welcome my next guest. She's been on the show before, and I've been a guest on her show, which is always fun. She's a very gracious host, along with Greg Bach, on the show that is named in her honor, Jane Matinair. Matinair is what I'm talking about, of course. Jane, how are you?
I am well, Pete. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing very well, thank you. You know, I was out sick last week, Jane, and I most of the time I didn't have a voice, but when I did, it sounded kind of cool, and like I had this like cool thing, and I thought I kind of sound like Jane right now, and I would kill to keep that and have this awesome sounding voice rather than my like kind of squeaky boyish voice that I typically have.
That you're not being nearly fair enough to yourself. And Pete, the only reason I have this voice is many years of many bad habits. So I wouldn't encourage that for anyone to do that.
Well, listen, I was thinking about taking up smoking anyway. Is that a problem at my age? I mean, how much damage could I really do at this age if I start smoking now, if it gives me a better voice?
We'll have to talk about that later. No, don't start smoking. Don't start smoking.
You have to admit it's pretty cool.
No.
No?
It's a waste of money. And boy, I could do it. Yeah. Let's not even go down the pathway of sin taxes, which we did talk about on our show the other day.
Did you?
Yes.
Let me, I'm sorry to make you relive your day job here. What do you think about those? Are they a punishment for poor people, or I don't know how I feel about them, to be honest with you.
Well, I think we're kind of selective about what constitutes sin. And yeah. I do. And personally, I think kale chips are a sin. And if I was going to put a tax on something, I would put it on that. What bothers me about it, Pete, is we know without a doubt that tobacco is bad. And tobacco has severe consequences. And yet, in my estimation, and I only know some things about many things.
Same.
These taxes are so built into municipalities now and state governments. And if they outlawed tobacco, that would have massive ramifications. So we seem to be okay with selling this poison because of the tax benefits.
Can you even imagine if they tried to outlaw tobacco? How many crabby people would be walking around? Honestly, I don't even want to live in this society because I feel like everybody, you know, ideally you pick a vice that doesn't cost other taxpayers money or, you know, hurt the medical industry with premiums and all that kind of stuff. But everybody's got vices, right? We've all got them.
Well, again, it depends upon what you consider a vice. If you don't drink alcohol, you don't smoke, you don't indulge in any, but do you take medications? I guess to some people that could be considered a vice. Do you eat, you know, Doritos? That could be considered a vice. I don't know. I'm not the vice police. Trust me, I'm not the person to be in charge of that.
I'm just saying, just give kale chips a chance, Jane. That's all I'm trying to get across here.
I tried them once. I wasn't
not a fan, huh?
The memory lingers.
Hey, it's so great to have you here. What did you think? I mean, I'm assuming you either watched or read about the Super Bowl. Overall thoughts on the broadcast and the whole event?
I watched the commercials. Yeah. I did not actually have the game on. I was watching the real game yesterday, which was the Puppy Bowl. And Team Fluff came out on top at the very end. It was very exciting.
Came down to the wire, unlike the actual game.
Well, how boring is that? And there's so much hype around that game, and I don't know that, at least with these two teams, because it has been such a regular occurrence, the excitement wasn't there. We talked about it this morning. If the Lions had been playing, I think that would have been huge. I would have watched that game. But to see the Eagles and the Chiefs do it again, it's like, I'll read a book.
The only thing I can say is at least it was a different outcome. And that I was happy about. Like, but you're right. It would have been fun. Like, I thought the Lions were going to march all the way to the Super Bowl this year until they had all those injuries. But I'm not even sure they would have beat that Eagles team. They were phenomenal. So
yeah,
who knows? But it was fun kind of watching everything. Like, I feel like, you know, we give the public what they want. You know, if they can sell ad spots or this show or that show, they're going to do it. But, oh, my gosh, the hype surrounding this game is so ridiculous. I watched the game. I didn't even know the Puppy Bowl was still a thing until a bunch of people on social media kept making jokes about it. I'm like, God, enough with the Puppy Bowl. It's been 20 years. And then I see it's, oh, they're still doing it.
21 years of the Puppy Bowl.
That's insane.
21 years. God. Yes, it's fabulous. It just makes me laugh.
You said you watched the commercials. Did you have a favorite commercial, Jane?
No. I really miss the Budweiser frogs. I miss, those are the kinds of commercials that I miss.
Yeah.
We talked about it this morning too, and I don't know if this is my age or just to prove how not hip I still am. The whole Dunkin' Donut, the whole Dunkin' thing confused me completely. I don't know who Bill Belichick is standing behind Ben Affleck. It's like, that means nothing to me. And so, I just didn't find them as entertaining as they used to be.
I'm totally with you. I don't understand. Like, I think sometimes, like, a guy like Ben Affleck, they think they're so cute and cool and they do this stuff and the commercial is just silly. It's like he's making a commercial for him and 14 of his friends to laugh at. But I'm like going, how is this entertaining on any level except that celebrities are in it? And I need more than that.
Well, has it ever prompted you to actually try a product? They spend right. $8 million on a 30-second commercial, and I can say with almost absolute certainty that has never prompted me to buy or invest or do anything.
I got to go out and get a Long John and a cup of coffee. It's been too long.
Right? I think I do need to use E-Trade. You know, I think I should. No.
That's great. What did you think about the halftime show? Did you watch the halftime show?
I did not.
Okay. I would love to have heard if you guys were talking about it today or what Greg's thoughts were too, just because it was pretty, somehow that was polarizing as well. I mean, just a guy singing a genre that a lot of people don't care for various reasons. I don't know, but it really set some people off on social media, and it's just a shame, but you didn't see any of it?
I did not. I certainly read enough things about it, and I'm sure we'll talk about it a little bit more on Thursday when we have J.R. Radcliffe on from the Journal Sentinel. But I think some of the terms that I've heard flown around, and this is becoming more prominent in many different avenues, are terms like demon, and this is demonic, and it's satanic.
Oh my gosh.
And one guy on social media today said it was paganism and Satanism, and I thought, I'm pretty sure those two are mutually exclusive. I don't think you can be a pagan and be a Satanist. Not the same thing. Look it up.
That's what I was telling Conrad earlier. I heard a lot of people saying, listen, I liked Prince a lot, but I don't get this at all. It's like, so you're like qualifying it by saying, I like one black artist, so I can criticize this guy. Like, it just is insane to me. And the first thing people said was couldn't understand a word he was saying. Well, it's not like you couldn't if you really listened, but I don't know. Even some of the bands I love, I can't tell what they're saying during the Super Bowl halftime show. But to me, it had racial overtones, and I just didn't like that. Some of it anyway.
Oh, and I think it's going to get much worse. I mean, he just replaced the head of the Kennedy Center with Rick Grinnell, who I don't know has any. And
right.
That's a whole nother avenue, Pete. We don't have nearly enough time.
No, I know.
And this is supposed to be the lighter part of the evening. I don't want to.
No. You know. And Donald Trump does not need any more words about him or exposure, at least not on this show anyway. But and I wasn't even going toward Trump. I was just saying that some social media followers or friends that I have, I was just surprised at the reaction. But Jane Mattanera is my guest. You can catch her every day on the Civic Media Radio Network hosting her own show, Mattanera on Air, that she so expertly does with her co-host, Greg Bach, another friend of ours here. You guys have such a good time. Do you have something? You just mentioned Daniel Radcliffe. What else are you excited about this week, Jane?
Tomorrow we have Todd Alba on from 10:30 to 11. Love him. He also has his own show here on the network from noon until 2. In hour number 2, we have Matt Wild, who is with the Mobile Market in Milwaukee. which is under the umbrella of the Hunger Task Force. So for the areas in the city that don't have good grocery stores, and there are many of them, they take it around the city and make it easier for people to access food. It will also be interesting to speak to them to find out their concerns about future funding for programs like theirs. Also, this week, Dan Schaefer will be with us on Wednesday. We're moving things around a little bit. And we always close out the show with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." So you never Great know segment. What that's going to be.
I love that. If you have not heard Jane and Greg do "This Shouldn't Be a Thing," that's worth tuning in. Just for that alone, it's so great. Jane, let's talk about the really important stuff, movies. How are you doing? I know you like movies. Are you trying to see the Oscar-nominated films, or where are you at with all that?
I'm going to be such a disappointment to you. I did see one. I saw most of Conclave.
Okay. When did you turn it off, like before the end?
Yes.
Oh.
I looked up the spoiler, so I'm fine. I looked up the spoiler. It doesn't make me wish I had kept it on. I was so bored by that film.
Okay.
The long, quiet conversations. I appreciated Isabella Rossellini as the scary nun, but I went to Catholic grade school. She had nothing on Sister Prosper. I'm sorry. not by a long shot. And I did not find it compelling. You knew something was coming, obviously, that otherwise there would be no film.
Well, that's kind of how I felt about the ending. I was like, I liked the film because of the ending, but if it was just like they decided to choose a Pope and there was no twist, I would be like, why am I watching? Like, it's kind of interesting how they do it, but it's not really a film. But, and I'm with you about the nuns. I went to Catholic school 16 years and started in the mid 70s. And there was a nun at our school on the northwest side of Chicago who used to tell stories to kids, second graders, about spiders crawling in people's ears while they sleep. And then they never wake up again.
Oh my God.
I mean, right. Why would you say that to second graders? So they could be ruthless.
Yes, they can. Yeah. That I would love to know her motivation for that. That would be that must've been an interesting lesson plan.
If it was to get kids to say their prayers that didn't happen to them, it worked for me. I will say that. So maybe
a method. Please don't let a spider crawl in my ear. Thank you. Good night.
So what is it like working? Is it frustrating, or does Greg ever get intimidated thinking that you might actually be funnier than him?
I hope not.
No.
For one thing, I don't see it as a competition.
Oh, come on, Jane. Not with that attitude.
It's not a competition.
That's why I don't have a co-host.
So do you ensure you're always the funniest?
I know. And sometimes Conrad is about to zip a zinger in there and I have to mute his mic. So it works. It works for us. I'm not saying, you know, whatever.
Whatever works for you.
Exactly. So, Jane, are you binge watching anything? Are you in the middle of any kind of cool TV shows?
I'm glad you asked, because normally I do not like reality television in any way, shape, or form.
Same.
And in fact, I blame the television show Survival for a lot of the horrible place where we are now in society.
Me too.
That too is a whole nother long conversation.
That's very astute. Hey, Jane, can you hold that thought for 1 second? We'll do a very quick break and then we'll pick it up here. Jane Matinera is my guest. You can catch her show every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 10 to noon with Greg Bach. Matinera on Air, it's a great show. Check it out. We'll be back with more with Jane. She's going to tell us about a reality TV show. Brace yourself, folks. It's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones front
Gretzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central Heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. One trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500 watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right. Dana Nair is dancing in her own home. She's dancing like no one's watching, but there are people watching on the stream. So take it away, Jane. That was great. Coming up at 7:35, Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens will be here. I think from New Orleans. I think Mike is still down south, but we'll see.
Probably. Michael's great.
He's so great. Yeah. And then Heather Heil will be here at 7:05. And Jane Matnair is with us now, folks. She was about to tell us what she's watching, and it was reality TV, which I typically am not a huge fan of either, Jane. And I really agree with you. I thought after the first season of Survivor, I was like, well, I'm glad we got that out of our, got that out of the way. Now we can go back to, and then it spawned this boom of reality TV. And now everything's a show.
And it's just gotten worse.
Yeah.
And what annoys me and angers me so much is I think that helped to normalize. You can do anything in order to win. It doesn't matter what you do, who you betray, what promises you make. As long as you win, you are rewarded for that and lauded for that. And yes, we've always had anti-heroes in films and things like that, but they usually had a moral core.
Right.
That those programs lack, I think.
I agree. It's so funny, too, because now it really America is a reality show. I don't think people really understand what's at stake with what we're doing and how polarized we are and that kind of thing. So what's the show you're watching?
So it's called Alone Australia.
Huh.
And it's either on Netflix, and I apologize, Pete, it's either on Netflix or on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And the reason why I like it is because they are literally alone. The boat drops them off alone on the western coast of Tasmania, south of Australia, and in the most inhabitable conditions. And the whole thing is just survive as long as you can. And they can bring 10 things. And it varies from ropes to knives to a salt block, you know, to all kinds of things. And then they're just winging it. And so there is no human to human competition. It's just the person against the elements.
Wow. But it's real. It's not like the camera guy's ready to hand him a sandwich. Like,
no.
That's what, because when I first read about Survivor 20 years ago, I was like, oh, this sounds interesting, but I didn't realize it was just games on an island and there's people there looking after you. I don't want anyone to die, but I'm saying there should be a little bit of an element of danger, like it sounds like there is on this show.
Oh, absolutely. And they do actually do med checks. And to see how much weight people have lost and to check their blood pressure because they're catching their own food. And that's where, I would be out in a day. I would.
Yeah, totally.
Geez, I'm gone. No one's going to bring me a cooked fish. I'm not going to, no. so I guess I just, it's the tenacity and the creativity. The calmness is amazing to me.
That sounds pretty cool, actually. I'll have to check that out. I love when we get suggestions from people like that I didn't, like, I think I may have heard of that now the more I think about it, but we get typically a lot of the same shows. So that's a great recommendation.
I found Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Some of his stand-up specials, which I really, really enjoyed. I've been watching some things on YouTube, but I watch Goldsmiths, Pete.
What's that? What's Goldsmiths?
I watch people who are Goldsmiths.
Oh, okay.
Who are actual Goldsmiths, and they make jewelry by hand, and it's astonishing to me. It's such a craft.
Do you get lost in the reels ever, Jane? Do you go on Instagram and watch reels?
I don't.
Okay.
And I don't. I know I'm so not cool, Pete. I go on TikTok once in a while, but I have to mute it. Because I can't stand everyone shouting at me as I'm going past the, it makes me crazy.
My wife is addicted to TikTok. But Nate Bargatze is all over Instagram reels. Everything is like every fifth video is a Nate Bargatze video. Yeah.
He's great. He's very, very funny.
I agree. Jane, this was fun. Thank you so much. As always, it's always so fun to have you on the show.
It's my pleasure, Pete. Thank you so much. And you're coming on with us next Friday.
Yes, and I will not try to be funnier than either one of you because I don't think that's possible.
It's not a competition. You're very funny. Have you seen Green and Gold yet?
No, I haven't. It's not at the theater here. It's not at my local theater. I don't think you can stream it yet, but I'm excited to see it. Did you tell me about that? You wanted... Yeah. Oh, we were going to talk about that on your show.
I was hoping you'd have a chance. I have a plot issue with the movie, and I really, really liked the movie. We talked about it on my show for a little bit, and I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. So if you have a chance to see it before you come on the show, please do.
I'll do that. When am I on your show again?
I believe it's a week from Friday. I'll ping you.
I should
you.
Be able to. All right.
I'll
let me
ping you.
I'll find ping me and I'll find a way to see if I can expose your plot point.
Excellent.
All right. Fantastic. Jane, thanks so much. Have a great night, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pete. Take care. Bye, Conrad.
You got it. That's Jane Mattinara. Check out Mattinara on Air every day. She and Greg are so great to listen to. Have you seen Green and Gold yet, Con?
I did not get out
that
this week.
That surprises me that you haven't seen it. I mean, I want to see it, but I can't. There's only so much I can do to see it. It's not available to stream yet.
I had one of those weekends where I just wanted to do nothing.
Yeah. Did you accomplish that?
I stayed at home, and yeah, I've been taking care of my brother's cats too much. I have to go to Appleton all the time. I was like, you know what? I can relax at home. I put in a sectional, and it's comfy. So.
Oh, you did. Nice going.
Well, it was a free sectional, so. From
free
Mary
Mac.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. From her dumpster. PJ on the stream says, just legalize cannabis and we'll be okay. That was in reference to when Jane first came on and we were talking about, what were we talking about, Conrad? That's a funny comment.
Kelp chips.
Kelp chips. Enough cannabis will make even a kale chip. I think it was kale chip. Sound delicious. All right, we'll get to more of your text soon. Coming up after the news, Heather Heil will be here. Always fun to have our pal Heather on, and then Mike Clemens at 7:35. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Whether you voted for Donald Trump or not, do you think what Trump is doing is actually working? I'm going to break it all down about the real strategy and how it will impact you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the,
right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right. Lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Hamas says it's delaying the release of more hostages because Israel has violated the ceasefire agreement. President Trump says release them or else.
These are sick people. And they'll find out what I mean Saturday at 12.
CBS's Naomi Ruckham has more on Trump's controversial proposal to rebuild Gaza and turn it into what he calls the Riviera of the Middle East.
Today, President Donald Trump will host Jordan's King Abdullah after doubling down on his proposal to take over Gaza and permanently relocate millions of Palestinians to neighboring countries, including Jordan.
Think of it as a real estate development for the future.
Trump has suggested he might withhold aid to Jordan, Egypt, and other countries that don't go along with his plan. The Senate has cleared the way for a final vote on Tulsi Gabbard's nomination as Director of National Intelligence. Senate Republicans.